You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Tuesday, January 9th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. Today we have a pair of guests in studio, Craig LaPlante and Steve Vidine from the Crookston Gun Club. And gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Good. We're doing fine.
And the big reason why we're having you on today is there's going to be a family fun night and a banquet that's going to be coming up in February.
This is true. It's our annual banquet. And there we're going to be recognizing the trap shooters, those that shot League last summer, and the high school and the college kids that shot. It's just a good, fun night. And we'll have some drawings and door prizes and all kinds of fun stuff.
So let's go over the date, the time, where it's going to be, and then what all will take place at this banquet.
Well, our banquet is Saturday, February 24th. It'll be up at the Crookston Eagles Club. And so tickets, we want to have tickets bought in advance. And we need tickets up until about the 5th or the 10th of February. We have to have them pre-sold so that we can let the Eagles know on what they need to supply for food. We're going to be having prime rib of pork and walleye as our two main meals. So there'll also be a gluten-free option for those people as well, too, that need that. So it starts at 6 p.m. is the social hour, and then with the meal following at 6:30 p.m., and then we go until people basically have enough fun and leave.
Sounds like it'll be a great night, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And the tickets, you can get tickets from any of the board members. The Yule Print Shop has tickets, and Scott's True Value Hardware has tickets. So you can purchase them any of those locations.
How much are the tickets?
Okay, it's $30 for adults, and for those under 18 is $25. We kept the price the same as last year. Just for argument's sake, everything else is going up. We kind of stay the same.
That's good. And, you mentioned that it's going to take place on the 24th, but you want to make sure you get your tickets in by the 10th.
Right.
Right. Those that are not, if we print 150 tickets and we only sell 100, now we're responsible for 50 tickets, 50 meals. So what we're going to do is that the tickets that we sell up till the 10th is what we're going to guarantee the Eagles for a turnout. If you want to come up and just join the festivities without a meal, that's fine. You're more than welcome to. The other thing of it is that the Eagles need to have kind of a guaranteed amount so that they know what they how many workers they need and everything else. So it's a roundabout way of getting it done, but it'll get it done. And we have a lot of business to take care of. We need to get people who are willing to work with or be on the board of directors and replace some of the officers that are going to be going off. We don't have set term limits, but there is a time when you have to just say, I'm going to back away. So that being said, we're going to have cards out there for people, and there's going to be a mailing going out to the board member or to the club members on the emails. So that they can respond, and we'll get some kind of a ballot or whatever. Depends upon how many volunteer or show up, because it's not a job that you get paid for.
Well, there's a lot of other rewards versus financial.
Like now, what?
We host a lot of functions out there, and people are very grateful to have such a nice, clean facility. with a large parking and a large lawn area. So we hold graduation ceremonies out there. We've held a lot of businesses hold different functions out there. The police hold a lot of their training out there, and then they have picnic out there. And you know, it's 41 acres of land that people can use, both on our trap houses and our sporting clays, and then we have just open throwers on our west range that people can use to practice. And there's always unbroken targets out there they can pick up, so they can use and recycle those targets to use. Our gun range is open for sighting and rifles and pistols and in training. And then we have archery range as well out there that people can use. So there's a lot of area to be used. And we welcome everybody to come out. It's one of the greatest unexplored areas of the city of Crookston, actually.
Actually, we're the best kept secret.
Yeah, we are. We're the best kept secret.
So you said, you know, there are board of directors roles available. So what are some of those roles that the board of directors does?
Basically, they're just guiding the direction of the club is going. Mm-hmm. If we need something repaired, they're responsible for making sure that it's financially feasible to do it. There's some building projects that need to get done. Whether we do a fundraiser or something separate for each individual thing, or depends upon how the members feel and how much they want to volunteer their time to help out. We're basically a private club, and the access to it is you become a member and you basically rent a gate key to come in. So you can come in and use it pretty much any time unless there's been rented out for a function. And then again, if that's been done, there'll be signs and notifications on the gate posts that it's been utilized for. When the police use it, we have a sign that goes on their club closed for a special function. When we do firearm safety out there, especially the classroom, we'll close it to the public because we don't want kids in the classroom trying to listen to the instructor and somebody out in the field shooting. Well, of course, a gun going off and their eyes are going to be looking over for everything else and not paying attention to what they need to know. So it's been and the firearm safety part of it, I'm really proud of, because we have three classes a year, a summer, one in the spring, and then two in August. And the other thing is the trap shooters. High school trap shooters, the college trap shooters, they have the best safety record of any sport. They started in 2004. Not one kid has been hit with a BB.
That's impressive.
What's really impressive is last year there was 18,000 kids, a little over 18,000 high school kids shooting trap in the state of Minnesota. That's an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like more than football and basketball combined.
It's great participation.
Yeah, and it's, you look at the safety records and the shooting aspect is the safest one out there with the most hazardous. You know, it just contradicts reality. Yes. And these kids are great. They really are.
How important is it to have that youth participation?
Like any other organization, everybody ages out. So if you don't have the younger people coming in to start filling in the gaps of people who have basically aged out and quit shooting or functioning out there, then the club's going to go away. And that's true with, I don't care if it's the Minocqua Golf Club, if it's the Eagles or any other club, if the youth do not get involved in it and keep things going, they'll disappear.
And has that been, pretty good for you guys being able to recruit the youth, or are you still looking for more youth participants to either, you know, just participate at the club and become a member or even join the board or being an officer?
They need to become more active in the control or operation of the club. As far as participating in it, as near as I can figure out, this year we're going to have just about 100 high school and trap shooters combined. And that's just for the spring.
Is that good or bad?
Well, how many targets do you want to load? Last year they went through 10 pallets of targets. There's 8,500 targets on a pallet.
It's very well used.
Yeah, so. we host the Fisher High School, Crookston High School, and then the UMC college students shoot at our range. But we're always looking, we're always open, so that if member gun clubs want to come to our range, we're more than willing to host them so that they get a different view, per se, of what how targets look like coming out of different presentations. So Red Lake Falls and Fertile and Foston and the other clubs around, they're more than welcome to come to our facility and rent our facility and for their shooters. You know, even the high school kids, before they go down to Alexandria, to come out and get a different view from what they're used to shooting at their own club just helps them when they go down to the state competitions.
Yeah, it's a catch-22 when it comes to some of this stuff, because I know when you go up to Thief River, you're shooting against basically a pine background, and everything is downhill from where you're at, where we're flat. And you're looking with an uphill background. So a different presentation makes a big difference to the kids. They go to Alexandria to shoot, and you look at it, and all you see is Interstate 94 in the background that you're shooting towards. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's out of range of the shells will reach, but it goes against all common sense. Why are you shooting at a road?
Yeah.
So it's interesting, but the biggest thing here is the banquet coming up and getting people to participate. Also, your memberships, if you haven't renewed it, there should be renewed at this point at the banquet. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we've got plans to change the key this year. We did 2 years ago. So I'm guessing next year we'll probably switch the locks on the gate again. Sometimes people forget to pay their annual dues. And if we don't change the lock, they don't realize that they haven't paid it. So.
All right. So let's go over that the Family Fun Night and the banquet that's going to be coming up. Again, that'll be on the 24th.
Yes.
And what all is going to be taking place there, and what are some of the other details about when it starts and what the meal will be?
Well, it's going to start social at 6 o'clock. We're going to start the meal, serving the meal at 6:30. There's going to be a drawing for raffle prizes, one of which will be with the dinner, you could win a firearm. We have... I'm not sure how many we've procured as far as number of firearms. I'm thinking it's around 8 or 9. I may be wrong on that. So there'll be door prizes from businesses and stuff throughout the evening. And those will all be drawn off of the dinner ticket stubs. Or, as usual, there'll probably be a 50-50 drawing and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. We'll have a couple of handguns that we're going to be selling, at least one for sure that we're going to be selling raffle tickets on, and that is specific 21 and older. And yes, you need to have a background check done before you can accept the firearm or before it'll be given, put in your hands. If you have a permit to carry already, that background check has been taken care of. So I think the other one is a permit to purchase thing. But that's being said, any of the firearms that have a pistol grip, you have to have a permit to purchase or a permit to, or a concealed carry permit. So it's going to be fun.
Sounds like it'll be a great time.
It's going to be fun.
And then the meal will be at 6:30?
6:30, yep. And it's going to be your choice of pork prime rib or walleye. And there'll be potato and salad. I don't remember what we're having for veggies. Is it beans or?
Maybe mixed vegetable possibly or something. But the crew up there does a great job of making all the meals for us and very much appreciated. So everybody has a lot of fun and it's very well received in the community.
Yeah.
And then tickets, the price of the tickets and then when you need to get your tickets by.
Okay, the price of the tickets is $30 for adults. If you're under 18, it's $25. And the tickets are available from any of the board members. They're also available at Ye Olde Print Shop and at Scott's True Value Hardware. You'll see my phone number listed on the flyer. So let me know when and where we'll meet up.
But we encourage the youth, our youth shooters, both Fisher and Crookston High School teams and their families, and then our collegiate shooters, they're very much welcome to come up as well, too. And then our coaches for our high school teams, Ann and Randy Prudham, and then
James Evitz.
James Evitz at Climax is the coach down there, and we welcome them to come up and be amongst our members and have fun with the night because it's for them.
Yeah.
It sounds like it'll be a really great night and a fun night, but also for those tickets, you want to make sure that you get them by the 10th, especially for the meal part.
Yes. Yeah. The tickets for the meal especially need to be procured by the 10th of February. And that's just to facilitate the Eagles so that they can have the supply of food on hand. If we have more tickets or we don't sell all of our tickets, we need still have to have a number. And if you don't have your ticket by the 10th, we cannot guarantee you a meal. You can come up and have the fun, but you better eat before you come.
So again, that'll be February 10th that you make sure you buy your ticket to at least guarantee Correct. The meal. And the banquet will take place on the 24th. And it'll start at 6, meal at 6:30, and then all the fun and festivities to follow.
Yes.
Fun and games go from there on.
All right. Anything else that you guys like to talk about here before we wrap things up?
Basically, the only thing I'm going to say is that I am going to be bowing out of the presidency for the club. I'll still be active with the trap shooting and the firearm safety groups. But it's time. And I don't know how many years I've been doing it.
A lot.
Probably 8. So it's time for me to move on, and that's why we need participation from the club to let them figure out who they want to have take over the helm and just kind of keep the directors going in the right direction.
Well, I'm sure you guys will come up with the perfect candidate.
I hope so.
Well, Craig and Steve, thank you very much for joining me on today's Valley Talk program, and look forward to hearing all about the family fun night.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun.
All right. So we'll see you guys down the road sometime soon.
All righty.
Thank you.
So that was Craig LaPlante and Steve Vidin from the Crookston Gun Club. Again, the 43rd Annual Family Fun Night and Awards Banquet will take place at 6 o'clock Saturday, February 24th, and a dinner at 6:30. Make sure you get your tickets by February 10th to guarantee yourself a meal. And now it is time to hear from the AP News.